What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Aspiration Athletics Podcast, where we talk about your life, your health, all of the things relevant to performing at your best when it comes to sport performance and optimization. And in this episode today, I'm going to be breaking down the upcoming fight card for this Saturday, April 17th, Jake Paul versus Ben Askren. So if you've been under a rock for the last several months, you may have missed, but we have a particularly interesting bout coming up in the boxing world. Maybe you're not familiar with either of these two fighters in the card, but I want to kind of set the landscape for this fight by saying boxing has taken a different turn in terms of entertainment. And throughout the last few years, we've seen some bouts that aren't typical of the boxing world. And I think it really dates back to starting with Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather back in 2015, 2014, somewhere around there. And it's now evolved into kind of this celebrity boxing entertainment oriented rather than boxing as a professional skill set. So we've got two really unconventional fighters, one of them being a YouTube star, Jake Paul, who is most notorious for appearing on the Disney Channel and having a large following on social media, being considered a social media influencer turned boxer. And give him credit where it's due. He is currently 3-0 as a quote-unquote professional boxer. But Ben Askren, on the flip side of the tape here, world-class wrestler, four-time NCAA All-American, two-time national champion, and Olympic trials qualifier. The guy has sport experience that dates back to far before Jake Paul ever got interested in performing at a high level in sport. So Ben Askren compiling a record of 19-2, winning titles in the Bellator division and competing in the UFC and suffering an unfortunate loss to Jorge Masvidal in such a terrible fashion, unfortunately, that would be the hallmark of his career in such a negative way, losing to a flying knee in 5 seconds, being the fastest recorded knockout in UFC history. Now, that is not to take anything away from Ben Askren as an athlete, and I really want to break down today why I believe that Ben Askren is going to win this fight. So let's jump right in, folks. You've got 8 rounds being proposed here. We're looking at a tale of the tape where Jake Paul is 6'1", coming in at just under 190 pounds, and Ben Askren coming in at 5'10", 190 pounds. So the fight takes place at 190 pounds with a 2-pound allowance, meaning that either direction that they go in, whether Jake Paul or Ben Askren is 2 pounds over or not, they will fight. I'm not looking at weight being a huge contributor to this fight. Ben Askren is pretty confident that he sits at 200 pounds naturally and feels his best around 180. So he's pretty comfortable being 190 right now, and I think that'll pay dividends for him when it comes to energy conservation in the fight. Now, I also want to go in the direction of some positives for each fighter here in breaking down some pros and cons and some holes in their fighting styles, essentially breaking down, you know, what it is you need to know going into this fight that's going to probably be apparent when they do begin to fight. It's going to help create some insight as to who really will come out on top here. So besides the extensive sport experience for Ben Askren, we have to remember Ben Askren's almost 40 years old. He's 36 years of age right now, and Jake Paul is only 24. Okay, so right off the bat, age is going to be a major contribution to that kind of spry energy, really attributing to a really quick start in the first round. Now, that's not to take anything away from Ben Askren. I think when you have multiple years of sport experience competing at a high level, not just as a wrestler, but as a trained martial artist, you can't really underestimate the knowledge and experience in an all-around technique-driven, really mental psychology standpoint of being able to get into your opponent's head, which if you are familiar with this bout, you may or may not have seen the press conference, pre-fight press conference where they are kind of throwing subtle jabs at each other. Jake Paul is nervous. Okay. His body language showed that. Just his retorts in general were like a middle school bully that all you got to do is just shut him up. And I think that Ben Askren's going to do it, and I'll tell you why. Ben Askren may only be coming in at 5'10 versus the 6'1 advantage of Jake Paul. But Ben Askren is, again, has competed at a high level for such a long time and has accumulated in such an unlikely way 19 professional wins against trained killers in mixed martial arts. That in and of itself is not a light accomplishment to be taken, okay? This guy has accumulated nearly 20 wins in his professional career. KOs are not too often come by for him, so that's something to consider. So that's one thing Jake Paul's going to probably try to exploit, is the fact that he never had the best striking game in his time as a fighter. Now, I do want to point out, I am not a boxing enthusiast. I get involved when I see bouts like this where it's clearly skewed one way and the public perception of who's going to win is skewed the other. Just to point out, Jake Paul's favored to win this bout. And I think people are really missing a key component to this fight, being that you fought three duds. You fought three fishes. One was an NBA player. That was the best fight you had. One was an NBA player. And the other two were YouTubers who were talking shit, and they got into a scuffle with Jake Paul, who had been training for a couple or at that time, a year straight. Now, look, I'll admit Jake Paul's throwing money at the situation. He's got a good team around him. He's been preparing very well, and I think he looks good in his sparring sessions. Let me tell you this. It's not the same when you're going up against a world-class athlete, let alone a world-class fighter. Ben Askren may not be the most technical boxer, technical striker for that matter, but he knows sports psychology. He knows how to break his opponent mentally, and he intends to do just that. Ben Askren went on to point out in his press conference earlier today that he intends to fully bully verbally Jake Paul during the fight. Now, we all know what that feels like to be in an emotional state and to get upset. You have this real short burst of energy, and then you crash. And that's what I think the angle Ben Askren's coming from is that wisdom, sport experience, to be able to get in the head of a young Jake Paul, an emotional Jake Paul. And if you watch the pre-fight conference, you'll see that he has a very volatile emotional mood. Right? So he's very driven by emotion. He's going to get him to exhaust himself within the first to second round. And then from there, Askren's going to pick him apart. Let me tell you a little bit about what wrestling can do as somebody who's pretty partial, having wrestling experience, that when you're at such a high level where you're wrestling with the likes of Jordan Burroughs, there's not a whole lot that can really sway your confidence. Okay, granted, Ben Askren got beat by Burroughs. Burroughs is one of the best wrestlers on the planet, second only to Kyle Dake as of late. So when I think about confidence, sports psychology, think the intangibles, right? Really simply put, the intangibles of this bout. I'm looking at the wisdom in sport history that favors Ben Askren. Now, we can talk all day about how Jake Paul's striking looks pretty solid. Jake Paul in his sparring session seems to be, you know, putting up a good fight, if not beating down supposedly all 80 of his sparring matches this past fight camp. But I really can't express enough the simple fact being, you are a boxer, excuse me, YouTuber turned boxer, and you are trying to play the part. Ben Askren's been in fist fights. Ben Askren has been in a ring, in a cage, with those that want to take his head off. He's done it 21 times before this point and come out on top 19 times. I just don't think there's a lot of dignity to be had in this situation after beating three YouTubers. I think he's got a false sense of confidence, and I think he's going to get beat. I don't think he'll lose badly. I don't think it's going to be a KO situation. I think Askren knows he needs to play the long game. He needs to go into those later rounds between 5, 6, 7, and even 8, and he's going to mentally be beating him down verbally and also psychologically with how much he can handle, okay? Look, Ben Askren and Robbie Lawler pretty much put Ben Askren in a whole different playing field when it comes to how much abuse you can take in a fight and still come out on top. And I think a lot can be said here. And I think Ben even knows this. Is he's going to take some abuse the first round, feel this kid out, watch him get emotional that first, second round, and then once his energy starts to dissipate, that's when you're going to see Ben pick him apart. That's when you're going to see Ben really start to showcase his sport experience. Now, here's another thing that I don't think is being considered in the grand scheme of the conversation around this bout is that Ben is coming off of a hip surgery. Okay? Not a total hip replacement, but a hip surgery nonetheless. Just a year ago now, I work with rehab clientele as a sport performance coach and personal trainer. And I can tell you that that recovery process is long. That recovery process is kind of mentally destabilizing, right? For somebody that's an athlete that has to go through that mentally, it can take you down a peg, okay? And I really think it did do that for Ben. However, I point straight back to the simple fact that Ben has been considered down and out multiple times in his career. Going into the MMA game, there were some doubts about his striking. Look, he's been his authentic self throughout his entire career. He has relied on his ability and knowing that his experience as a high-level athlete is going to carry him through even the worst that his opponent has to throw at him, let alone a 24-year-old emotional mess that's Jake Paul. But I told you I'd give you the pros and cons. And I think I laid that out pretty thoroughly there, but I want to break it down in simplistic terms. You've got two knockouts recorded by Jake Paul, and you've got an advantage of height, an advantage of reach, an advantage of resources due to how much money that this guy was able to throw at his training camps. But I think, truly, that you have to consider the intangibles here. Everybody's looking at what's on the surface, right? And if looks could dictate the outcome, I'd say you're right. Jake Paul wins, right? Dad bod Askren isn't going to be able to hold a candle to a young 24-year-old. Sure, by appearance. But all of these guys that are talking shit about Askren, I've seen Snoop Dogg weigh in. I've seen some of these other MMA fighters weigh in. You don't know what wrestling's like. Okay, I was just listening to Chael Sonnen talk about, and if you don't know who Chael Sonnen is, he is MMA legend. Okay, dates back to the golden era of MMA. Back in the times when I really used to be involved and loved watching. Big name. He went on to say that Askren has that quality that, due to his experience, that undying will to be able to hang into this fight into those later rounds. Okay. And I just don't think Jake Paul's been pushed past those limits yet to be tested when it gets into those later rounds, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. You know? And put blatantly, I just don't think that being a really crummy and floppy fish wrestler, all of a sudden you're an elite athlete as a boxer. Like, if you guys don't know Jake Paul's history as a wrestler, he wrestled with his brother Logan Paul, and his brother Logan Paul was the wrestler of each of them. Jake Paul was not. Okay, so we're already talking about physicality in a standpoint that he got his ass whooped on the mat all day long. Okay. Ben Askren, on the other hand, having that fighting experience, having that wrestling experience, being successful in both, whether or not it's due to his striking, the guy is a world-class athlete. The guy is able to learn quicker than most because he is a coach. He gets the game. He knows how to maneuver this game because he's had to do it before. Chael Sonnen went on to also say that, you know, it's interesting because as an MMA fighter, some of the greats, you don't need to be a master of a martial art. Those were kind of the early days, right? You'd see the master of like judo versus like a boxing champion and you'd let them duke it out. Look, there's something to be said for having a little bit of everything, okay? Having a little bit of experience, being a jack of all trades, so to speak. And although Ben Askren leans more into wrestling due to his experience being far greater in wrestling, I really truly believe that he has done enough training camps in his MMA career, having put enough time in the cage with dudes that are ready to take his freaking head off. Those intangibles that I'm talking about, having a little bit of all of it, the jiu-jitsu experience, the boxing experience now as of late, the last 11 weeks in his fight camp, the Muay Thai experience, the just the multitude of different facets of fighting that Ben has involved himself in to make a complete MMA fighter and to now get into boxing. Those are the intangibles that I'm talking about that a lot of people don't seem to be able to grasp besides the physical nature of each of them. Again, if you're judging a book based off its cover, I got Jake all day long. And that seems to be what the bookies are doing. That seems to be kind of what these celebrities are doing, is they're seeing the tail of the tape, but they're not seeing the tail behind the tape. Okay, these intangibles being that our sport experience relays to transfer of skills that are far greater going to exceed that of somebody who just decided that he's going to use his wealth to pour into becoming a boxer. Okay, I'm not saying Jake Paul's not going to be a decent fighter one day. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying right now, you put these two head-to-head, which we're going to see Saturday, Ben Askren's going to make him look foolish. Now, here's the good thing. Here's the good thing. This is a benefit for both of them. I think if Ben Askren loses, let's go ahead and weigh out that scenario. I think if Ben Askren loses, nothing changes. He's not looking for redemption. This is the most happy-go-lucky guy I've ever seen and the most authentic person I've ever seen as a professional MMA fighter, somebody who's so decorated in everything that they've put themselves into. The guy is even renowned for his disc golfing skills. I didn't even know that till before I hopped on this podcast, you guys. So it's about your ability to adapt, okay? And I think that Ben Askren is going to be able to adapt. He has adapted. Over the last 11 weeks, he's been able to learn at a rate that far exceeds anybody who doesn't have the accumulated sport experience that he has working with the people he has. Okay, not just in MMA, but working with boxing legend Freddie Roach, okay, who's, again, I'm not super into boxing, but seems to be well-renowned in the boxing community. There's a lot of people vouching for Ben Askren's ability to tough this out in the first couple rounds, get a feel for what Jake Paul's doing, fighting based off emotion, tire his ass out, and then he's going to bully him the rest of the fight and make him look silly. Those are my predictions. I believe the fight goes all the way to the eighth round. And I believe that Ben Askren's going to win by decision. There's not going to be significant blows that go in either direction for the win here. I don't see it. I don't see that happening. You can't look at Ben Askren after, if you know anything about his fighting history, after watching his from his debut all the way into the Robbie Lawler fight and even after, you cannot tell me that that man can't take some boxing jabs and crosses from a YouTube pretender boxer, okay? Come on. The way he took abuse from Robbie Lawler is still talked about today. Still talked about today. And I would bet Lawler against Jake Paul, okay? As far as striking goes. The guy's heavy-handed as hell. I don't see that in Jake Paul. I see some speed. I see some technique. I see that he can handle some direction from his corner. But those intangibles, getting back to my point, those intangibles of not needing to be coached as much, fighting off of more of a primitive feel, right? Having that sport history behind you, having that confidence of knowing, man, I've been in this situation with some killers. I've also been embarrassed in my career. I have nothing to lose. Ben Askren has nothing to lose here, folks. He has the advantage. He has the advantage. Psychologically, Ben Askren has the advantage. And that, to me, is going to be what carries this fight into an Askren victory. And I'd really like to see Askren win. I think you got Jake Paul who's going to lose it all. Jake Paul take this L, and he'll either decide to just stay in his lane as a YouTube boxer that doesn't take on really big fights with big boxers, but maybe continues to build his resume for the next 2 to 3 years, or probably fast track. I'll give him 2 years before he starts becoming a solid fighter, taking on other solid fighters. But if he loses, he's gonna dick around and probably continue to pick up some names that he knows that he can beat. And I think he's very mistaken based off of his youth to think that he can handle Ben Askren. And I only say mistaken because I'm sure that being that he is friends with Jorge Masvidal, okay, or at least acquaintances with Jorge, he is for sure taking that experience that Masvidal had and using that to justify his position as being the better fighter. Well, if this guy can lose in 5 seconds, be the fastest recorded knockout in UFC history, well, he must just be a chump. Dude, that's not the case. Okay, I stand by Askren having been kneed in the head in the luckiest blow that Masvidal will ever have in his career. And if you take that to 3 fights, you take it to 5, I'm giving Askren the majority of them. So that's just my take on the fight. You guys, let me know what you think. Let me know what your perceptions are of the fight. I've laid out kind of my viewpoints in what I think are going to be important to the contribution of victory in either side. Now, again, this is coming from somebody who has more of a MMA and wrestling background versus boxing. So I guess you could say I'm a little biased, and that's totally cool. That's totally cool. I've been seeing fucking YouTubers weigh in on this. Excuse my language. Been seeing YouTubers weigh in on this with no experience in any sport. And that, to me, is what's hilarious, is you've got those loud voices like Snoop Dogg. You've got these celebrities with very high status claiming that Jake Paul's their guy. And I think you're sadly mistaken, because you don't know enough about combat sports. Somebody that's lived it, somebody that's endured it, somebody that's been put on their ass with a sidekick to the head. I can tell you that Askren, having endured that kind of pain, that kind of pressure, and coming out on top with 19 accumulated wins and only 2 losses, I think you're going to see Ben Askren wipe the floor with Jake Paul. Thanks again for listening, folks. I hope you tune into more episodes. And if you're interested, we are running listener support that helps keep the podcast going. I hope that you can make a donation only based off the fact that you find our content valuable and meaningful to you. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to be talking to you guys again real soon. And never forget, aspire to inspire.